call your attention to St. Matthew, the 26th chapter, and I'll read verses 73 through 75, and also St. Matthew, the 12th chapter, verses 36 and 37 that has already been heard in your hearing. The Bible declares in Matthew 26 and 73, "And after a while they came unto him, they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou art also one of them, for their speech bewareth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Matthew 12 and 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of. Therefore, in the day of judgment, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him before the cock crow, Thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. On the basis of these verses, we'd like to use the thought of subject this morning: be mindful of having too much lip service. Be mindful of having too much lip service. Truly, we serve a mighty God this morning, and he is worthy of all of our praises. When we look over our lives, we find that every one of us ought to have a praise, ought to think about how good God has been. Then when you think of how so many others are going through, if you're able to say that I got a reasonable portion of health and strength this morning, I'm yet still counted amongst the living, I'm highly favored in the Lord, and I thank God for this another day's journey. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. And because of who he is and all that he has done, we glorify him and we give him praise, for he is truly a mighty God. That God that I speak of blessed us this morning and touched us with what we refer to of others before our time with a finger of love. And all he had to do was just a touch and our eyes opened and the blood was still yet running warm in our veins. And it is good to know that even in the midst of all that is going on in the world, the Lord is still worthy to be praised. In the midst of sickness and death, the God that I serve is still worthy to be praised. And so we're just thankful that he is such a wonderful God that have allowed us together in this place for worship and to promote kingdom building so that we can go to a deeper place with our God and Christianity. We ought not get to a place and feel like I've already arrived. Just because you got a good testimony, that don't mean that the enemy is not still going to try you. If you live long enough, you're going to understand and be able to say along with others, I've had some good days and I've had some bad days. But if the truth be told, even though the bad days made me feel bad, my good days outweigh my bad days. So you ought to be glad this morning that you serve a God that have given you more joy than he've allowed you to experience sorrow. We must, in these unpredictable days in which we live, build our relationship with God. You know, we got a zeal of God. We know of him. We've heard of him. We know that he can do miraculous things. But do you as an individual have a personal relationship with God? Do you talk to him? Do you seek him out? Do you ask him to help you along the way? And if you got a relationship with God, you find that there are times that that relationship, even within itself, needs to be enhanced. You get to a place and you're stagnant. You're not going nowhere. You're not feeling any better. You're not trying to do any better. A lot of times you are down because you refuse to help yourself get up. Nobody is going to send somebody that body to pick you up every day. You got to have a mindset that every now and again, I got to get up and try to do something for myself. That there's strength in doing things for yourself. That there is an opportunity to know that God can change things when you allow yourself to listen to the word of God, to allow it to dwell in your hearts as well as in your mind, and know that God will be right there by your side. We've been given another opportunity to hear what thus says the Lord concerning us and our obligation to his will and to his way. King Solomon encourages us in Proverbs 8:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all of thy getting, get an understanding. You see, sometimes we move off too quick. We hear a little bit of it and we just go ahead and move. And if we're not careful, we'll go ahead and start making some responses. But you need to listen very carefully to what is being said to you. And then you must have a mindset to think before you speak. Let us learn how to use wisdom. Wisdom leads us to another part of King Solomon's teaching where he tells us, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So you got to know that God is going to teach and lead you in the way that you ought to go. But you got to lean not unto your own understanding. So what is the Bible saying to us? Just because you got a certain degree of intellect, it doesn't mean that you know everything, especially when it comes to spiritual things. And we got to be careful that we can't run around running our mouths too much. We got to learn how to use our head and begin to think, really think about what you're getting ready to say. You see, today we want to talk about having too much lip service. No need to ask the question because most of us, if we got friends and associates and family members, you know somebody that got too much lip service. You ever seen folk or been in the midst of people that I'm talking to Daryl and Reverend Davis give the answer? There comes a time you got to learn how to not only stay in your lane, but put some blinders on and stay out of everybody else's business. How many of us in here got some business? When you got business in life, you just can't do things any kind of way. You got to learn that it is very important that you handle your business properly. And in handling your business, you got to sometimes or most times know how to control your mouth. You can go downtown and raise all the sand you want to, but it's not going to change matters. Now, it may allow you to acquire a new friend or to get respect from somebody that realized that this individual got a real problem, but they didn't come out of their mouth wrong. Young folks say, don't throw shade. Like, shade. It's a shame, folks. Sit in the house of God. I was up here preaching and trying to do the best that I knew how. And after the service, somebody told me, I knew you were feeling better because you started throwing shade. Ain't that something? Those things happen. Because a lot of times you got to consider the possibility of the hurt and the trouble that you can cause with having too much lip service. The Bible declares unto us the tongue is a small member, but yet it ignites a mighty fire. And I know that we have those that would say that you know, that's just me. What comes up, comes out. Well, I stop by to encourage you and to warn you that one of these old days, what comes up, gonna come out, and what comes out, gonna be shoved right back in your face. You gotta know who you're talking to. And we gotta go back to our old roots where we declare it's not what you say, but how you say it. And you better be mindful who you're saying it to. We need to be careful as to what we say. Our supporting text tells us this morning, and I'm going to move along. But I say unto you that every idle word means unnecessary words that men should speak. They shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. So you can get by running that mouth right now. But one day you're going to have to answer for everything that you've said, everything that you've done, and you best have a relationship with Jesus. You ought to know him well enough, and he ought to know you well enough to know that even though that's just you and it just comes up and it just comes out, be mindful of what you are saying. Every idle word, we're going to have to give an account of. And the Bible declared that Jesus said this would be in the day, on the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. So we need to be careful when we say how we're going to do or what we're going to do, and we say this, that, or the other. Many of us would have had better days had we learned to control. If we couldn't keep our mouth shut, at least we learned how to control our mouth. You got some folk that they just don't know how to shut up. But Paul tells us to be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. There are times that we sow some things into our life that does not go into the ground. It goes into the ears and the hearts and the souls of our brothers and sisters. So you got to be very careful of what seeds you're sowing. You got to know that God will be right there by your side. Sometimes we are too quick to speak up. And in the lesson today, all we want to get out of this lesson is learning how to take time enough to think before you speak and to know and be mindful of having too much lip service. The message is to watch your mouth. The message is to trust the power of a loving God. And I just want to let you know that the God that I'm talking about, My God is able, even though that small little red thing in your mouth cannot be tamed. If you have another vocabulary, instead of always being negative, is there somebody that got a positive spirit down in their heart? Is there anybody in the house that knows that you got to trust the power of a loving God? And don't be overconfident in opening up your mouth and saying, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. There are those of us that say, I can't get to it today, I'll get to it tomorrow. But tomorrow is not promised to any of us. We got to do what we can while we have a chance. And I just want to let you know that the Bible declares that every one of us ought to get our houses in order because time is running out. We got to learn that everything that we need, our God has it. And so when I think about how good God is and what the Lord God is doing, I see here in our text this morning that Jesus had to go off to pray. And he said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Sometimes you need somebody that'll say that I'll be right there by your side and I got your back. And they ought to be true to their word. And when you need them, they ought to be right there. Then the Bible declared that he went a little farther, and as he went, he fell on his face. He prayed and said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. So Jesus is talking to the Father, and Jesus is telling him that whatever you need to do, go ahead and do it because I want to follow and do your will. He come up to the disciples and findeth them asleep. Said unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sometimes you have a desire to do something, but you just don't have the energy to do it. Sometimes you have a mind to do something, and you don't have the resources to make sure that it come to pass. But I find that when Jesus went off into the mountain to pray, he asked the disciples, stay here and watch. And as they watched, they ought to have been praying along with him. But the Bible declares he went away the second time and he came back and he said, Father, let this cup not pass from me, except I drink it, thine will not be done. He came and found that they were asleep again. And their eyes were very heavy. There are times when you can get heavy at it. But it's time to wake up. It's time to get up. It's time to let God have his way. Come unto his disciples and said unto them, I done come to you 3 times. And every time you fall asleep. So you go on and sleep on now. Take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. And the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up and let us be going. Behold, that this is the hand that shall betray me. It's a sad thing to have somebody in your midst, supposed to be your friend or your brother, but will betray you and stab you in your very back. See, old Judas told those people that when Jesus get hit, I want to let you know that I'm going to go up and give him a holy kiss. And that's the one that you want. But now, Peter was one in the midst. And he realized that when they had overtaken Jesus, and they were taking him along, Peter was following behind. Now, why would you set somebody up and then flip-flop and try to act like you got some concerns? Is there anybody that always tell you that they are with you, but you found out that the very one you sit down with, that's the one that's been telling all of your business? Is there anybody in here that wants somebody to hush their mouth, stop talking about everybody's business, and look to the hills? Know that your help is going to come from God. And I stop by to let you know that I serve a mighty God. And God sent me down here this morning to let you know to watch out from having too much lip service. For the Bible declares that they came unto him and they stood by. And Peter said, and they asked him, Peter, are you one of them? Peter told a lie. Peter said that I don't know who this man is. They began to ask him and inquire of him even the more. And the Bible declared that one stood and said, thou surely art one of them, for I can tell by the way you talk. You know how it is? We got certain little slangs and certain ways that we're talking. Somebody might say, you from Parkertown, you from Midway. You talk just like them folk from Midway. And you know you live on 52 in Midway. But you're going to say, oh, no, that ain't me. I don't live in that house. This is what we have. A man that said what he will do and then found out that you got to be careful what you say you won't do, because sometimes you don't know what you might end up doing. He loved Jesus, but even though he loved him, he betrayed him. But now Peter, that really said that he loved Jesus, wanted to be his protector, wanted to be his confidant. But he was the very one that said that, I don't know him. I don't know the man. And immediately the Bible declared that he had denied Jesus three times. The cock crew, and Peter remembered when he heard the cock crow. That's when it came back to his mind. Jesus said that I was going to deny him. But I didn't deny him, or I thought that I wouldn't. But now I'm in a place where I denied my Lord. I said that I didn't know him. But I'm so glad to know this morning that I know God for myself. And I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel to let you know that you got to trust the power of a loving God. I want to let you know that the God that we serve, he hears everything we say. He sees everything that we do. But I'm so glad that he is a merciful God. For the God that I serve, when I call on the name of Jesus and I ask the Lord, forgive me for all of my wrongdoing. Am I talking to anybody in here that have ever had to call on Jesus and say, Lord, I need you in my life. Lord, I need you to help me to make this journey. And Lord, I need you to hold my tongue. There are times when you can't do it all by yourself. But you say, Lord, come on and grab a hold of this tongue of mine. And don't let me say what I'm thinking. But oh, Lord, I know you got every answer that I need. Is there anybody in the house that realize that every now and again, when you talk too much, you run your friends away? When you talk too much, you don't have nobody that want to hear you anymore. There's always somebody that got something to say. But I heard when I was a little boy, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all. But if there's anybody in here this morning, found yourself talking out of the side of your neck, found yourself saying some things that shouldn't have been said, found yourself realizing I need to go back and say I'm sorry, don't be too proud to tell somebody that you're sorry. Peter realized I'd done the Lord wrong, but I'm so glad the Lord is still on my side. And I stopped by to tell somebody I have done the Lord wrong, but the Lord has picked me up. The Lord has turned me around. The Lord is doing great things in our lives. I want to know where the folk are that know that when you didn't know what to do, you opened up your mouth and you had the proper words to say. Oh, Lord, come and see about me. Oh, Lord, I want you to live with me. Oh, Lord, I want you to keep me in your love and care. Oh, Lord, I want you to forgive me for my yesterday. Oh, Lord, I want you to lead and direct my path. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, God, be full of your love and mercy so that that individual that wronged me, I can see him reach out and shake his hand and let him know it's going to be all right. because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And I just stopped by to let you know, don't say what you won't do or what you're going to do. Because James puts it like this, your life is only a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it vanisheth away. Think before you speak. And the Lord God will hear, answer, and come to your rescue. Don't allow situations to cause you to start rattling off. Because sometimes there are times when our flesh will just rise up in us. And all of a sudden, our whole character has changed. The Bible declares, Peter loved the Lord. But the Bible declares that when they began to confront him, his flesh must have rose up. Because he began to curse. You know, when you back somebody up against a wall, you can talk about how much you love Jesus. But you best be ready and prayed up. Because there's some folk, they don't deal with it in this little saying where we say, I'm going to lay my religion down. They don't have to lay it down. They just go on and let you have it with the religion in them. We must be careful what we say and how we say it.